It depends on what the defense shows me. Like,
no, of course.
If the defense is playing one defender because they think, oh, he's the main defender, then I'll show you that, okay, this other guy is active too.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the season finale of Let's Talk Black Football. Abuja edition. Yes, we are back. I know we're gonna be back and then be gone. Sad. But anyways, I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Z from ABJ.
You are so stupid.
How dare you? And obviously, as you can hear, I have Laza on the call. Be rude already. How many seconds? Oh my goodness. And then we have our guest.
Hello, hello.
Isha, do you know what? Larry, I'll allow you to do the intro.
Now we're talking. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages and adults of similar ages, hear me out. In our virtual studio today, we have none other than my brother from another mother, my man, Mr. MVP, Mr. A. When it's time to get the job done, just call my number, man. I got it. A is my guy, QB001. He's from the Lagos. Hey, from the Lagos and Abuja Mavericks. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Mavericks thing today, my guys.
Oh, my God.
Believe it.
Recognize.
It's a Mavericks. You're in the presence of greatness. Please, let's all be respectful. All right?
Shout out to my light, Abu B. Yeah, I mean.
Respect.
Mavericks team, you know what I mean? Lamesco, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Mavericks.
Well, appreciate you, my guy. Appreciate you. Hey, so Luke, over to
whatever.
You. Hey, ain't no Lagos Vikings for a reason, my G.
Welcome to the show, Hayes. How are you feeling being on the show today?
Yes, it's great, man. I said I wasn't going to come until I won the title, man. So I'm
I
here.
Did hear about that.
I knew it wasn't going to be long, though. Don't worry about it. Hey.
Only took six seasons.
Hey, Z. Hold on now, Z.
Wait. Let's talk football. Flag football has been around since season one.
Nah, we ain't.
Okay.
That
comment there.
Z, this is crazy. Two losses in one weekend. That's crazy, Luke.
I'm not having it, though. But everybody, cease fire. We have to keep going on with the episode. Thank you very much. Yes. Now, as you all know, there's no way we're going to have an episode without notice spots. And today we're talking about time management. TikTok.
Frost.
How about you, Lara? Larry,
hey, that's crazy. Zara and Larry? Lara, that's crazy. That's a new one. I never heard that one before.
Exactly. I blame it on y'all. Okay, over to you, Larry.
Hey, shout out, Lou. Appreciate you, Lou. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Time for Know the Sport. And today, we're going to be talking about the most, one to me, I think it's one of the most important parts of football. Time. So in our lovely game of flag, which is obviously an iteration of American organized football, we have four quarters. Similarly, I think most American sports usually have four quarters. Basketball, quite similar. So four quarters, I think for us, some people have, in the NFL, I believe 15 minutes. For us, some have 10, some have 12. And what ends up happening is, you have four quarters of football, each quarter about 15 minutes. At the end of the second and fourth quarter, you have what is defined as the two-minute warning. In our league in Lagos, there's one-minute warning. In this moment, we're going to get to that shortly. But first off, let's talk about the other four quarters. Number one rule in football. The fourth quarter is the most important quarter. Fourth quarter can change the outcome of the game easily. Whatever you've done in the first, second, and third quarter can sometimes not matter if you don't finish your dinner. That's the fourth quarter. Again, like we said, sometimes the beautiful thing about football is once you enter the halftime break, you have the chance to readjust in terms of your assignments, in terms of your tactics. You can get together, you know, change it up and say, okay, look, guys, that first, we need to attack them in this way because we're clearly seeing that, for instance, defensively, they're playing man. So let's go to all our man scheme beaters. Or, oh, they're playing zone. Okay, let's go to our zone scheme beaters. You have that moment to re-strategize and realign your goals. So now, like I said something to you guys, the 1 minute warning and the or 2 minute warning. This is what you call the golden hour or golden minutes. Let's use minutes. The golden minute. The reason why in this is normally during the other two quarters or during the other minutes of football, the time usually doesn't stop. But at this point in time is when the clock stops on certain occasions. An incomplete pass, a turnover on downs. The clock stops for those moments. So if, for instance, the ball is thrown to a receiver and the receiver steps out of bounds, the clock also stops. So here you can have a tactical masterclass in the sense that, okay, the game is close. The ball is in our hands. We can march down on our opponents. I have my three timeouts, or God forbid, I have two timeouts left. I don't have to use those timeouts. I can just systematically march down the field, calling plays where receiver catches and steps out of bounds. Or in the event the receiver catches and is tackled inbounds, I receive the ball, throw it out of bounds, stop the clock. Those are the things you have, again, you play what is called situational football in those moments. So now, you heard me say something else, the timeout. This, or the timeouts, are usually the quarterback or the coach's best friend in the 2 minute or 1 minute warning. Reason why is it stops the clock. So with the timeout, you know fully well that even if you heard me say 1 minute or 2 minute warning, the 2 minutes can end up being around 10 minutes because of timeouts. People perfectly place timeouts, calling timeouts when it's necessary, give your team a chance to reset, stop the clock, send another play down again, receiver catches inbound, stop the clock again, we're closer, and we execute in the final moments. So without time, we're nothing, especially in the beautiful game of football and flag football. We know how important time is because time can be taken away from you so quickly. Like the Vikings have found, you know, time has never been a fan or a friend to the Vikings. Mm-hmm. But we'll find out about that later on. They're extinct for a reason. Vikings no longer exist. But, sorry, it's KTS. I'm so sorry, guys. I just, you know, wanted to give you, no, it's just history. Come on, guys. When was the last time we found a Viking? I know the Scandinavian countries have been, you know,
thank you,
without Vikings for a while. You know,
now off your mind.
No, this was, guys. No, this was just National Geographic history shit. You get me? I'm just talking about history. You know, just educating our listeners about archaeological finds of times past.
But now I want to come back to archaeological things.
Oh yes. So time management. So yes. So that, in summary, is time management. So don't be like the dinosaur. Understand? So it's important to know your time, understand where you are in the field at every point in time, and execute as necessary. So, do you have any question, guys?
No. Thank you.
Zara? Hashtag, fuck you, Laz.
What's going on, Zara? I know the sport. We're knowing the sport.
Oh, really? Come on, Zara, baby, you got this. Don't mind this bruise here. to cover things. But it's okay. I know. Thank you. Thank you, Larry, for the time and if anything, I think if you're a loyal listener to this podcast.
Question.
Question.
I do have a question. For now, a situation where player catches inbound, steps out of bounds. How much possible time could you be buying by stepping out of bounds?
Before? So you take it as this. Take it as it's a timeout. That's basically a timeout. The clock will stop. So the second, for instance, like I'll give you an example. Some plays that we'll call at that point in time is a quick comeback on the outside. Tell your wide out, run a comeback, hit the wide out. Hey, once you catch it, don't be a hero. Literally, don't be a hero. Just fucking step out of bounds. You step out of bounds, you've given us at least about 10 yards. Again, the QB can march closer to if he wants to get the first down or if he wants to get closer to the end zone. So with that, it is as useful as a timeout, you stepping out of bounds, because you're killing the clock at that point in time. So what will usually happen is if I flip the coin, I'm on the other side of the field and I'm the defensive coordinator, I would call a defense that forces your receivers inbounds. So I'll tell my defenders to hug the sideline and force your defenders or your receivers, to have to run either seam route inbounds. So by the time they catch it and they want to run towards the sideline, boom, I'm there. If you still want to force the issue to the sideline, my defender is there to pick to make a play on the ball.
Well, guys, that's our KTS for our season finale. It's one of the things that has made and broken a lot of games. I think if there's anything we all remember that stays fresh in my head is coming a little back to Lagos and the semifinals with LA. I know.
Yep.
And a couple of many other games that we've always experienced, and it's never worth it. As you said, don't be the hero one. Two, just plan for the clock. And plan with the clock. Like it's simple. It's something you know ahead of time. It's not as if you just came on the field and found out that oh my god, I just have so many minutes. I start running around looking for how to manage it or something. It's literally they even give you the heads up on it. I saw in Abuja, I think it was 2 minutes warning. In Lagos, it's usually 1 minute.
No, it was 1 minute.
All right, then. Yeah. Now we're on to our Q&A session, which is Zara. Over to you.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, hi, beautiful people. I'm going to handle Q&A sessions because I can't do anything else. I can't win a championship. So.
I got 21 questions.
Well, you already did now.
I have, yes, in the past.
She needs more stars.
I'm a star girl. God. Okay, so Q&A session. First question of the day goes to Hayes. Why are you gay? No, that's not the question.
What the fuck? Oh my lord! I was like,
So dead. What is your problem?
Sorry, guys. Okay. Question. Should I say it the nice way or the not nice way? So the question is, why did you wait for Elise to leave before winning?
Oh, damn. Okay, that is straight at her.
Highest vote of questions was this one. But yes, we'll let the one answer.
Well, I guess the situation with Elise was always very dicey. Dicey, really. Literally, I already know from the formation of Abuja Flag Football that, most of the control and power of the league was in the elite's hand, and that's why they were called the elites anyway. So, know, but I always said to the commissioner of the league, I promise you, if you get me non-biased refs, we'll win.
Interesting.
And this year was the first year.
Look at this.
This was the first year that obviously we played with NAFA refs. All the refs that we used to play with before, all the head refs were from the elite team. Like they were actual elite players. All three of them. You know, I definitely faced a lot of biased calls in my time. I definitely got sent off the field for addressing the ref on their obvious bias calls several times, you know, and obviously it wasn't even only my team that suffered it. A lot of other teams used to complain about it, like it was only against elites that we always had ref issues, you know.
But question, so at the end of the day, it's fine. People are not allowed to volunteer to be refs, because
so that's the thing is that, like, you know, like I said, the league was controlled by the elites. Like it was a thing where there were certain people in the league that decided who was going to ref each game. Oh. And those people came from the elites. Like there's been rumors about, like, literally, like, elites throwing parties before games and, you know, treating the refs, you know, and all those type of things.
Please,
right before
stop
the
it.
Game.
Stop it. That's mere speculation.
I said there's been rumors.
You put the allegedly clause now.
I said there's been rumors. I said it. As in, that rumor hasn't come from any other team. You get me? But at the end of the day, it's all right because, you know, there's usually an atom of truth to these things. But it's calm. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, I would have definitely loved to play those elite guys with some, you know, unbiased refs.
Yeah.
That's just what it was for me. Like, I just felt like our games are always so, you know, so ref
dependent.
Affected. Yeah, dependent. Yeah. Like, look at, like, this game that we played against Vikings, like, there was no issue with any ref. Like the whole match, go watch the tape. Like,
yeah, no, there wasn't.
There was no issue. Like, literally,
we didn't have to call for, like, to challenge a call. I don't think nobody ever challenged.
There was
a
not.
Call
there
like
was that. Not one challenge the whole match. Not one.
Yeah, both games actually. Not one
literally,
challenge.
Literally, like, do you get me? But like, whenever we played elites, like, it was crazy. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah. So obviously, I'm QB. Yeah, I'm in the center of the field. I'm right next to the refs. Like, I've literally been there when an assistant ref is telling one of the head refs that came from the elites that, like, this guy did this and, like, they're supposed to be punished 10 yards penalty back, right? And this was, like, on a third down or something. I was going to make their fourth down, like, fourth and 20 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, this guy literally goes, it's not fair. Like, the head ref says it's not fair.
Uh-huh.
I had to challenge him on the pitch. Like, it's not fair to who. Like, literally, this happened, like, hello, on the pitch in a finals game. Like, I had to challenge him. Like, it's not fair to who. Because what do you mean by a team, like, does something wrong, you're supposed to penalize them, and then you're saying it's not fair. Like, you know what I mean? But the past is the past, you know? Like, I just feel like, you know, God time is the best time. Like, I mean, I wasn't even supposed to win all those cashless.
Hallelujah, somebody.
I wasn't supposed to win all those cashless trophies anyways. I mean, this one came with half a milli. That one was rotated. That one was passed around trophy.
This is
a brand new trophy. That trophy's been passed around. I mean, we don't want no pass around trophy. I mean,
what
we want
is
that
this pass around? It's just two teams.
It's been passed around, but we want that brand new. That trophy was rusty. They always used to talk about shiny names and all those things. Like, yeah, I mean, we don't want that old stuff, man.
Hey, is that new?
That new.
Let's fucking have it, man.
You know, money, you know, I mean, that new. Hey, you know what it's about, bro.
Still.
But to be honest, yeah. on that.
It's good to hear this insight, to be honest.
So Larry.
Well, I'll go on.
Okay.
Oh, please, please proceed.
Good. What is your most exciting play? This is for everybody now. We're back to everybody. Says, what is your most exciting play from the season?
I think my most exciting play is the one where there was, I think, is it Procore, so that
God
knows how many meters to. Yeah, the peak.
And yeah, like, and he spikes the ball. I remember that. I think that's SMI.
That one is one. And then the second one is where there was this guy that had the interception. He was, I think,
check.
My guy had seen his 6 points, but the other person was like,
no. It was actually 2 points. So. It was actually 2 points. My dear. It was going to be. Actually, 1 point. It was an extra. It was a PAT. It was a pick on a PAT. So, but because it's a pick on a PAT, if he scored it, that's 2 points.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, yeah. The commitment from that defender was just.
It was all Procore. No, they won. They still won that game.
No, I'm saying like as a player, did he win anything for like
all Procore or defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean check.
Was it? I don't know who did the defense, but the person who
The defense is all Procore. Yeah, all Procore.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, no, that guy. My God. Because other defenders would just be like, let it concern me. They can't cost QB, cost this one, cost that one. So, yeah.
Look, I don't that's like my, you.
Yeah, that's my
Larry. Yeah, yes, and, yeah, that definitely. That definitely was up there for me as well. That was exciting. Cole's pick as well, because I was there. I was already signaling to one hand. I just heard boom. I said, what was that? I actually felt it. I did not see it. I felt it. I felt the girl. I was like, wow, someone's angry. Okay. You go on with your best self. Yeah. So I would say, I'm not gonna lie, Umi's touchdown was kind of exciting because I did not expect it to happen. In fact, I thought she dropped the ball.
You mean the one she caught or the one she threw? Okay, the one she caught.
The one she caught. Because I didn't think it was actually even going to reach her at all. Honestly.
I think, to be honest, my most exciting play of the season was definitely Rondo's touchdown to beat Phoenix. Not because I wanted Phoenix to lose, but because it was the last play of the game to win the game. Like, it was just very dramatic. Like,
it was.
Even though I, you know, we watched the clip and it looks like the referees made a little.
Oh yeah, no, they fucking made a fucking. Oh my, fuck that! I'm still no. That was one of the Russia, including the Russia. I remember that. That was straight.
That's not honestly that's not even what it was. It was Rondo's catch was outside.
It wasn't from a point of view, it wasn't outside.
I'm never gonna lie.
It was not outside.
I've definitely watched that tape several times.
I'm telling you, we
need the footage. I need that footage.
Even on YouTube. I'm gonna
watch that shit back. Because God, like, there's no way.
Outside, but it's all right. I mean, you guys, that was my most exciting play of the season for sure. That was definitely my most exciting play of the season.
Due to the fact that it's basis of illegality, I can't be excited. I can't. I'm sorry.
Anyway, the law.
I know. I said it now. The pick from Big Man All Pro Cool.
Cool.
That one where he goes from niching from his end zone to the I was like, yo, that's different. That's just raw speed.
And that was, I think that was what that point won them the game.
Yeah, that was just insane.
It definitely won us the game because I was they were shouting from the sideline, "Don't worry, it's just 1 point." I said to them from the inside, I told them, I said, "Don't worry, it's that 1 point we use, I'll win you."
That's crazy. That was the same.
Well, it was tough, though. Yeah. Yeah, so are we doing one more question or two? Okay, yeah, one more question.
I think
Which player deserved a better season?
Happiness.
Happiness deserved better.
Yes. My pick was definitely from Panthers as well. I was gonna say someone is Smalls. I feel like Smalls is slowly being pushed to. He's now being pushed to last option.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, sorry. I want to ask this here. I just want to ask from like your league in Lagos. Like, is inbounds 2 feet in or is it 1 foot in?
No, it's college rules. 1 foot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because
but I have said this before, and I said, if, for instance, a foot lands inbounds simultaneously with the foot landing out of bounds, the play should be ruled as being out of bounds. Because you cannot benefit. The idea of it is, okay, if you land 1 foot in, then the second foot steps out, then I say, okay, you know what? We can give it to you. But if simultaneously as you land, 1 foot inbounds, the other out of bounds, I believe it should be considered out of bounds. But people always argue inbounds. Otherwise.
Rondo was 1 foot inbound, the other one stepped out.
Then to me, it should be out of bounds. It should be out of bounds. Wait, say that again. So 1 foot, like as he caught the ball.
Yes.
One foot was inbounds.
One foot landed inbound, the other one went out.
Then it should be out of bounds. Because technically speaking, yes, you are making the field bigger. Do you get what I mean? With your step. A receiver cannot go out of bounds and run back inbounds and be the first person to catch the ball. It's not allowed.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Well,
so receiver cannot... So for instance, let's say you're running your offensive play and Z runs outside the field and runs back into the field.
I think Z has confused you.
Yeah, okay.
I think what she's trying to say is Rondo's first foot landed inside, and then the second one, it didn't land simultaneously. It landed one after the other.
After the other, okay, then he's inbounds.
Yeah,
should be in.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then, wait, hold on. So then he caught the ball. As he caught it, the second foot stepped out of bounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Then he's out of bounds now. He ran out of bounds.
I beg this guy, why don't you want to give this touchdown?
No. The catch is good.
If it's 1 foot in, he was inbounds. But if it's two, he was out.
No, wait.
Wait, what are we saying? Are we saying that he caught the ball, stepped out of bounds, stepped back inbounds, and continued running?
No,
hear me out, because I want to be sure. Because what he said is, he caught the ball, 1 foot inbounds. Yeah.
Okay.
Then the second one stepped out of bounds.
Yes.
So
the catch is good, but the ball is spot.
Laz, imagine the Jordan logo.
Yeah.
Jordan logo catches it in the air, right?
Yeah.
He's still in bounds. His first foot lands in bounds.
Yes.
Then the second foot is forward now.
Yes.
But it's out of bounds.
Yes. So the catch is good, but it is ruled at the spot because the player ran out of bounds. You get? Catch is good, but the player then runs with the ball out of bounds. So as such, the ball will be placed at the spot of the catch.
So the spot of the catch was inbound.
Yes.
Yeah,
so the catch is good.
No. But to clarify, it's like when he caught the ball, you know how some people they catch like forward
and then they step out.
Yes, exactly. So if it was to his body, then I would say it's inbound and they're like
stretched out.
It's basically like where if you do the scan and see like the ball is out of bound and his toe is but then again, it can't be like that
exactly.
Because if not, listen. Because then why would then people be doing them drag toe, whatever?
Yeah, it's full drag. Because
to me, the thing is that, like, well, I don't know. We're playing new rules this season because of this.
Yeah,
you know the NAFA rules, but I don't know. Your field is small, so it makes sense that you guys do 1 foot.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean you don't have space, but our field is huge. So like, yeah. With the huge field and 1 foot, it's kind of like cheat. It's kind of the field is huge. Like
no.
It makes sense to me that I teach 2 foot inch.
Like yes, same. Same. I like it's. I don't like building half baked receivers, but like you said to me, I want you guys to understand what I'm saying. No matter where it is, toe drag or no toe drag, the catch is good. Toe drag is 2 feet. You have to have 2 feet inbounds.
Yep.
Yeah. That's toe drag. But when you catch the ball, and the essence of it being called toe drag is as you catch it, your momentum takes you out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So the ruling of the on the field will be catch is good, ball placed at the spot of the catch. So with our rules, it's 1 foot. If the player lands with 1 foot inbounds and the second goes out of bounds, it is almost like a toe drag, meaning the catch is good. Yeah. However, the ball is the player went out of bounds due to momentum. As such, the ball is placed at the spot of the catch. He cannot continue running forward.
Yeah, he caught in the end zone
already. Now
he caught in the end zone. Then it's touch. I thought you meant that he caught it and then continued running.
I was like, Jesus. I was like, don't you want to give this man his touchdown?
I was trying to understand it because,
but I like it though because then we got to talk about like everything. Because in my head, I'm just like, with this mass, well, that means all this doing drag efforts. It's for what?
Fly route from like the 30-yard line. You get so it was a long, was a deep pass. It seemed like as it would have seemed like as if like he caught it and then he continued running. But no, he just caught it at the literal end line of the end zone.
1 foot inbounds, a catch. Catch is good. Touch up.
Okay. All right, then. So I guess that's it for all our questions.
Yuzerski.
And now on to facts or bullshit. I feel like should I be petty? And then say...
Oh, God. I know I'm on the receiving end of this shit. I can't feel it in my bones.
Then go running down. Okay, so facts or bullshit. Mavericks will win the next championship as well.
I'll say this. Ooh, that's tough. Because it's one of the hardest things to do. Go back to the chip. It's one of the hardest things to do. That's one of the reasons why everyone's always excited about the Kansas City Chiefs. Because you've done something in a sport where it's almost unheard of. I think it depends on only one thing. The elites returning to claim
it. Oh, yeah.
But no, honestly, from what we've seen, I think it's very possible. Fact. Yeah, Mavericks can go back to that. Very fact.
Bullshit, because I'm a hater. I'm a professional hater.
People will be offended
all in my life. All in my life to make sure it does not happen again.
Me, I can't even cap. Like, I'd be surprised if Viking finals again next year.
Oh my God. Oh, man said, hold on. I'm going to take out the sword. Forget about my enemies. I'm going to take their heads off. Easy. That's tough. That's like, tough.
I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised.
My man said, I'm going to put a dagger through your chest and I'm going to piss on your head. I mean, that's not, how crazy
not,
that is.
Not even really that. It's more like, you know, the games that, the way you guys got to the finals, you know, like, it was very competitive games. You know, like, it wasn't like, I feel like if there was a home and away, they wouldn't beat Phoenix two times. Do you get me? Like, they probably, because Panthers, I mean, have a history of beating those players, you know, that came out of Alphas, so
shit. Damn, Zara. Wow. That's crazy.
So I mean, you know, so there's competition in the league. Like it's not easy to just make it to the finals, you know. There's competition, so I mean,
okay then. He's saying like
thanks for the words of encouragement.
He's like, I've been there many times. It's okay.
As in, you're just
like you come and tap.
The guy is talking like he's the only person that's made it to finals in his life. I beg, get the hell out. Don't worry. Do it again. We'll run it again.
This is our guest, Zara. Regardless, no, please.
His words of encouragement. Thanks. It's all love.
To be honest, there's only been five finals in AFL history.
Okay, and what does that have to do with everything?
I mean, just saying, like,
you know, go check the statistics.
Four out of five. Okay. Like, that's literally 80%.
Hey, I didn't want to say it, but I said it.
You're below 50. Like,
oh my god!
I've been to two.
It's okay. I've been on. It's 50.
That is 50%. My G. That is 50%. My G.
Sorry, I was doing 2 out of 4.
Apology accepted.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a game.
Well, we'll look forward to next year to see.
It's fine. Don't worry. You should bring his players, the same players, all of that, all of them again. Bring your new guys. It's fine. You face 9 men. That's all.
No, but I'm going to say that.
You guys are going to get more players, right?
You better. You have to. You don't have a choice.
Like,
it's not sustainable, Zara. It's not sustainable.
You know that. Players, right?
Well, duh. I just said duh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because if you come back and you tell me that now we have 11 men and team has not changed, I go laugh you still. I don't want to hear anything.
All right, guys. So that's our fact. All bullshit. And hopefully we'll see if we can, you know.
You people did not. You people did not ask Chingy. That was borrowing players from Lagos and still did not make
that's anything. Crazy, Zara. That's crazy.
Chigi said he had malaria one game.
Wow.
No, be only. Everybody's sick. Everybody's going through things.
I feel like if Abuja League ever decided to get a reality TV, make sure Chingy is like one of your
of
guys.
Of course.
So I would watch. I would subscribe.
Executive producer.
All right, guys. So that's our facts of bullshit. And just to round up the part one, we're gonna have our icebreaker now by our guest. Mm-hmm. Dad, did you kindly?
Yes, I did.
Hey.
Good. Look at you.
Okay. Cast yourself.
Would you rather experience or athleticism?
Rather what?
Experience or athleticism? Yeah, would you rather have experience or athleticism? I think experience. I think for me, the experience has more longevity to it. With athleticism can fade, but experience grows every day. So that's why, to me, I'll pick athleticism. Sorry, experience.
Okay. I don't know, man. I have to go athleticism, man. I have to go athleticism, and I go athleticism because it really depends on what position, you know, you're playing, you know, like this. Like, I guess being a receiver and a defender, I'll definitely go athleticism. But I mean, if I'm sticking to just being a quarterback, then yeah, I'll go experience for sure. But any other position, definitely athleticism. I just feel like you can be instructed, you could be told what to do, and you know, your athleticism will do the rest. You know, like, so like you don't have to do that much. You know, like, but if you're a quarterback, you have to know a whole lot. You know, you have to know when to call timeouts, you have to know how to deal with timing, you have to know everybody's route, you have to know when to call this play and that play, and you know. Yeah, that's definitely an experience for sure.
Okay. Lou, I want you to answer this question, and I want to lead to where I am. Lou, can you hear me? Yeah. Zara, you also know the people I'm about to talk about. So, Lou and Zara, would you rather be O2 or be Dabo?
That's interesting.
Damn, that's really interesting.
They both have their very different...
It's literally experience and athleticism.
Yep,
exactly.
Literally.
Literally experience and athleticism.
But to be honest, I think I'll be Dabo.
I'll be O2.
See, you know, because that's what's interesting. Let me give you what I use that particular analogy. Dabo plays offense and defense. O2 plays defense. Mm-hmm. However, O2 has two championship rings. Dabo has none.
Choy.
But championship rings has to do with team now.
No, brother, and that's the reason why I tell you, because O2 is basically the Spartans team. O2 created the Spartans team. O2 has, on every, people don't realize this, but every single season, O2 averages a minimum of 5 picks every single season. When we went to the playoffs, how many picks did he have in the playoffs against the Titans, the superpowered Titans?
True.
So that's the thing I keep saying with, like, Dabo is electric. Dabo will throw off the sheet and blow your mind, but O2's mind cannot be replicated.
To be honest, my thing with picking experience is mostly because the fact that with experience, it's enough to change a game. Athleticism, it's like, okay, you're catching the ball. Okay, you are being very robotic, but yeah, with experience, you tend to be a puppeteer, like a controlling the string. Yeah,
and
the one...
honestly, like, you know, I feel like experience would mean a lot on
for the team,
your side,
compared to
your athleticism. On your side, yeah, because, like I said, your field is small, right? Because if O2 comes to Abuja, that guy is going to run on defense. Like, he's going to have to earn every single pick.
Brother, trust
and
me.
Trust me, like, it's not that easy to get picks on a big pitch. I'm
telling
you.
Trust me. It is, and I'll tell you why. All that matters is scheme. O2 will scheme for the Abuja pitch. That's the one thing. Experience, to me, works better for the collective. If, for instance, we say to ourselves, oh, O2 is on the field, so what do? Let's put our fastest receiver on that side of the field. O2 knows not to pay press on that receiver.
Okay, so then you give the receiver short then, short routes.
Yeah,
then
oh, bro. But guess what O2 will also do? O2 also has 600 defenders, yeah? O2 will tell his corner
just,
to take the short.
You bait that side, and then the other side will be the weak side. And then you have that side wide open, literally.
No. O2 side is because you put your number one receiver on his side of the field, right? Because that's what you said.
That,
you put...
though.
Exactly.
The thing. So this is the thing now, yeah. You guys, so I don't train to have a number one receiver. I don't do that. If you check most of my games, like the touchdowns, they go across different receivers. Like, I don't do the number one receiver thing.
I know you say that, but you have a number one receiver.
Exactly.
You don't do...
It's not, I don't have a number one receiver. It depends that's on what not the defense gives me. I'm telling
you.
There's a receiver. There's nobody
Exactly. There's a receiver that you look at and you say...
Right, in this finals right
your
now,
number
in,
one receiver is a small head.
Let me tell you this, right? Let me tell you this. In this finals, we had a fourth and one that led to their first touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? I literally sent the fourth and one to Faith. Faith has probably caught like less than five receptions this whole season.
No. Faith, that's
but like
fine.
I'm trying to tell you, like it depends on what the defense shows me. Like,
no, of course.
If the defense is playing one defender because they think, oh, he's the main defender, then I'll show you that okay, this other guy is active too. Like,
oh,
trust
Haze,
me, like
1,000%. I agree with you. You throw the ball
just
to the open man,
the
of course.
Go check the stats.
No, Hayes, you're not getting what we're saying. No matter what, again, I get what you're saying in sense of it depends. What the defense gives you is what you take. So if, for instance, they're playing bracket defense on, let's say, Musti. Yeah, they're playing top and bottom on Musti, so it's fully a pause. But they're playing a bracket defense on Musti. So you know that then two defenders are taking out one man, meaning that I have a receiver open at every point in time. Of course, you throw it to that receiver. But
to
my
be
thing
honest,
is,
Zara even made the most legit point because if you say Asma is my favorite receiver, I can agree because the rules of the game make it that way because I have to pass to a female before it's third and open. Before it's
brother,
third and female.
It's not when I say
you get
not
me.
Favorite.
So, like, if it's because of the rules, I can understand that okay, Asma might be my favorite because I have to pass to her. But
brother,
trust
not
me,
favorite.
Like, all my receivers are active, bro. Trust.
No, bro. That's a blessing. I'll say this in the sense that it's not about your favorite receiver. Is that you have a number one receiver in the sense that your number one receiver is the guy that you know, come rain or shine, even if everybody's active, there's somebody who has the highest catch rate.
Bro, I'm telling you, all my receivers be dropping the ball, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like, everybody is just everybody. See, I can't tell you one receiver on my team that I can point out that, like, Omo, this guy 100% is going to do this. Like, I give everybody room for mistakes because they all make mistakes. Go and watch the tapes in this finals. Everybody was dropping. Everybody that you think, oh, he's my star, this is my star. They were all dropping passes. Do you feel me? Like everybody,
no, I get
you.
You.
Even
I get
me,
you.
Even me, I throw inaccurate passes. Do you get me? Like it's not like anybody. Like I don't have anybody on my team that like if like nobody on my team can even look at me and say, oh, he's gonna do like bro. Like at the end of the day, like everybody makes mistakes. So like there's nobody on my team that, like, I just be like, nah, this person, nah. There's nobody like that, man. Trust me.
Interesting.
There's nobody like that.
Yeah, exactly. Again, this is something, I'll accept this. I mean...
Go watch the tape. You see them dropping passes, wide open passes.
Oh, bro, no, trust me. Like, your guys like, can be criminals at some times, dropping
I'm
the ball.
You,
I've
like,
seen
bro,
them
like,
multiple
nobody,
times.
But we leave room for mistakes, you get me? Like, it happens, you know? We'll still fight through, you know. That's what we're having, the mentality. Yeah.
There's one person who drops the least. Even if we say they all drop, yes. There are moments where number one could be acting like number two. But number one is number one. There's somebody there that you look at it and say, you know what? No matter the type of ball I give this guy, 80% is catching it. Hey.
No, I'll leave it at where you're saying what you're saying, bro. I'll leave it there.
Susie, you didn't answer. Did you answer? Oh, no, you guys answered. Fair enough.
Yeah, we did. That was actually a good twist to the whole icebreaker. But yes, that's part one for us, guys. And then stay tuned so that we can.